So good morning and welcome to New Sharon Assembly of God. My name is Pastor Mike. I'm glad that you've chosen to join us this morning, and it is my honor to bring you the Word of God today. If you have your Bible, and I hope you or someone next to you has their Bible that you can look on with, let me invite you to open to 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 through 16. And while you're turning there, I have to be honest with you. I struggled. You ever struggled? I struggled with today a little bit, with what to preach. And if you were here last Sunday night for the Community Thanksgiving service, let me go on a little side note here. What an amazing turnout for the Community Thanksgiving service. Almost all the churches were represented. We were almost full. Actually, both sides were fuller than what it is in here today. And just a shout to what God does, there's three individuals who raised their hand for salvation that night. And so I say amen. Because that's what God, he's in the business of restoring souls to him. And so anytime that we can get together, worship God, praise God, hear the gospel, allow people to respond, let him do all the work. We're just here to maybe share a little bit, okay? So anyways, I struggled a little bit. I didn't want to rehash my Thanksgiving sermon. When I agreed to do the community service, I hadn't had it in my mind that it was, well, Thanksgiving. And today, the way I set up my sermon series, it was a standalone. It was supposed to be on Thanksgiving. And so I can't repeat the same sermon twice, but there's something that goes along with what that sermon was, and that sermon was about being grateful. And so there's something that goes along with that that I think falls perfect in line. And it's something that helps us to be grateful, and that's testifying. It's testifying to what God has done, what he is doing, and what he will do in our lives. And so today I hope to reveal why each of us must testify. Why we have to share, why we have to proclaim to the things that Jesus has done in our lives. Besides being grateful, when we testify, it has a much greater impact. And that's what I hope to uncover today. So today we're going to look at why we should verbally tell what God has done. And I have titled today's sermon, Bear Witness. So let's start by defining the word testify. Testify is to serve as evidence or proof of something existing or something being the case. In a sermon, Charles Spurgeon said, "In a court of law, argument goes for much, but testimony is the thing which carries weight with the jury. They hear the evidence, and if they believe that the witnesses are honest and truthful men, they accept their testimony, and they give a verdict accordingly. If they have reason to think that the witnesses are only acting a part and speaking falsehood, they attach no importance to their evidence." We must testify of Jesus Christ. If you would, let's turn to our scripture, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 through 16. I'm using the NLT this morning. And it says this, "Instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks you about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. But do this in a gentle and respectful way. Keep your conscience clear. Then if people speak against you, they will be ashamed when they see what a good life you live because you belong to Christ." Now, I believe this morning it's important for us to be reminded of this. It's important to talk about this because we must testify to His goodness. God reminded me this week as I was praying. I was driving the bus for the school, and by the way, it went much better this week. It was a two-day week. God reminded me as I was driving several times when Jesus would heal someone, what would he commonly say to them?
Don't tell anybody.
You've been healed, but don't go tell anybody. Or to be quiet and just go see the religious leaders to be declared clean. So don't tell anybody, go do what you need to be clean, get back to your life, but don't tell anybody. And the result of him telling that, how many times we see them, they could not keep quiet. They would not keep quiet. They would go and they would tell everyone. And they spoke freely to it, to the point where Scripture tells us that Jesus couldn't enter the towns anymore. That the people came to him. They came out in droves and came to him out in the wilderness to see who this was, who Jesus was, but to also to seek healing from the one who was healing everybody else. So they came to have an encounter with Jesus. Is what this did is it created excitement and anticipation. And do you know this morning, that's why we testify. All of this happened. All of this, the people coming out in droves and bombarding out in the wilderness, it happened because those who were healed could not keep quiet about what happened in their life. Now, we could get in a whole theological debate about, well, they disobeyed Jesus and that we're not going there today. What we're talking about is the fact that they were healed, what happened in their life, and they went and they bore witness to who and what happened in their life. They met Jesus. They had an encounter that forever transformed their lives. They received healing. How could they not keep quiet? Have you received salvation this morning? Have you received healing? How can you keep quiet this morning? We must testify of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we look in Scripture, we have several individuals we can look at and say, well, they were a great example of this. I want to point out Paul, the Apostle Paul. His Damascus Road conversion, where he met Jesus, he was forever changed, and what did he do with the rest of his life? Boldly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, right? He bore witness. He did this in jail, under house arrest, on a ship as a prisoner. He boldly testified of Jesus and proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ. This idea of proclaiming is everything the gospel is built upon. Do you know that this morning? This is what the Great Commission is. The Great Commission is to go and tell, right? This is what the gospel is built on. And this past Sunday after church, I was having a conversation with someone, and they said that they saw a sign the previous week that said, "Preach the word, and if necessary, use words." They went on to tell me, they said, "You can't preach the gospel without words." And I got to thinking about that, and I realized how true that comment really is. And I want to qualify that here for a minute. We testify to God's goodness, we testify to who He is, and we testify to what He's done for us. Can actions actually tell that? Not really. But can they support that? 100%, right? We should proclaim the gospel and then let our actions support and prove our words. When we testify to the work that God has done for us, in us, through us, here's what happens. We give others hope that they too may encounter Jesus and have their life forever changed. Because we must testify of Jesus. And church, this concept is biblical. Of giving others hope and anticipation, the encouragement. If you look at the book of Revelation, the ending of Revelation 19, verse 10, and it says this: "For the spirit of Jesus is for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." And what does this mean? I spent some time looking this up, and it just simply means that the testimony of Jesus means we're using our voice to deliver a message from God that honors Him. And it often reveals something about His plans, His purposes. And when we testify, here's what it does for the person hearing. It can inform, challenge, predict, warn, or encourage people. Ultimately, all godly prophecy is related to God's work, His work, what He's doing, His work of restoring people to a personal an eternal relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. All prophecy honors Christ and calls us to be in a right relationship with Him. So therefore, we must testify of Jesus. Sharing creates hope. We've talked about that. So we won't go down that rabbit trail. Sharing creates hope and expectation of what has happened can happen again. Do we believe that healing can happen today? Yes, we do. Why? Because we've seen it in the Bible and because we've experienced it in our church, right? We believe that healing can happen and will continue to happen. It creates an expectation. And it's going to happen not just for us, but it can happen for others and it can happen for those that need help. As God teaches us more and more, what happens? We gain more testimony. As we live life, as we go through stuff, as we see God working in and through our lives, we see and gain more testimonies besides just our initial salvation. As we apply God's truth to our lives, we will have many more testimonies about Him. I thought about going and opening this for testimony, but we're going to actually do something at the end for that. I want you to be asking God, you know, what have you done? What have I seen you do? You should know what He's done for you. But testimonies that God's way is the way is the only way, right? Our full testimony doesn't end until when? Until we're in heaven with Jesus Christ. Until the day we exit our earthly life. So what does that mean for us? It means that we should desire to share it all. Everything. Every single way we see God active in our lives, we should share the testimony of how He's impacting our lives. And that's supported in Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14, and it says this, "And I want you to know, my dear brothers and sisters, that everything that has happened to me here has helped to spread the good news. For everyone here, including the whole palace guard, knows that I am in chains because of Christ. And because of my imprisonment, most of the believers here have gained confidence and boldly speak God's message without fear." What Paul says here is that everything that has happened to him has helped him spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Anybody had a bad day? Did the Lord provide for you in a way? Guess what? You have a testimony. The Lord healed you? You have a testimony. Did you receive salvation? You have a testimony. There's nobody exempt. Now, while all of our testimonies, if you threw them in a thing and went out to 30,000 feet, all of our testimonies are going to look similar, right? Because it's that I'm saved by the gospel of Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus Christ. The gospel was shared, and I believe in the gospel. I believe in Jesus. So they may all look the same in the big picture, but when you look at each one individually, they're all uniquely and specifically different. My testimony is vastly different than all of yours. Can guarantee it, right? Your testimony is different than mine. Your testimony may have been extreme or radical, or I just love my kids. Your testimony may have been extreme or radical, or it might have been a calm profession of true belief. Now listen, in both cases, God's love and mercy are evident because both the loud and the quiet sinners. Okay? Let me rephrase this. In both cases, God's love and mercy are evident because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, regardless if it's loud or if it's quiet. The most powerful thing that each and every one of us has in here today is our testimony. So we have to ask, why is it the most powerful tool that we have? Because no one can deny it. They can disagree with it. They cannot believe it. But they cannot argue with it. Unbelievers can't argue with a story, with your story of encountering Jesus, or an experience that you had in your life of how He provided in a way that made no sense. At the end of the day, they will either believe it or they won't. But they can't argue with it. Because who knows your testimony? You! Nobody else knows your testimony like you do. So if your testimony shows a living and active God who cares for people, they just might want to believe it. That plants something in somebody's heart and causes anticipation and encouragement. And that's the Holy Spirit drawing them to Him. So preach the word and let your life confirm the words. I would submit to you today, we always use words. And then we support it with our life. Our testimony shows that God is greater than our story, and He's greater than our experiences. It's not about us, is it? When you think about it, is your testimony actually about you? It's not. It is, but it's not. Our testimony should always point back to God and to Him working in and through us and how He has changed our life. Sharing our testimony is sharing the gospel because we are sharing a story of God's hope and love in our lives. We must testify of Jesus. And if you were here last week on Sunday morning, you heard a testimony from Laverne of what God did in his life and through his life when he was sick, what God did, the work through others to help him, to bless him. And I know for a fact that there was people here last week that his story gave hope to. It created an anticipation. And this is precisely why we should testify of the things that God has done. This is why we share. This is why we shouldn't be silent about what God is doing in our life. Some of you know sickness. And you know desperation in that sickness. So you could relate to Laverne's story. Others, you can't relate. You don't understand that. But here's what I know. You may relate to someone else's testimony. Let's flip that on its head. Or someone else may relate to your story. While all testimonies point back to Jesus, they should always point back to what Jesus has done. People want to hear how God helped someone like them, someone in their situation. If they never hear a testimony of their situation and they haven't encountered God, do they have hope? But if they hear a testimony of somebody who came to know the Lord Jesus that was pulled out of drugs, addiction, whatever it is, and the Lord forever changed their life, and they hear that testimony, all of a sudden, I have hope that that same God can do that in my life. I can be forever changed. So, the question is, if we don't bear witness, how will they hear? If we don't bear witness, if we don't testify, how will they know? Your testimony. You can point to yourself at your chest because I'm talking to everybody in here, myself included. Your testimony may be what someone needs to hear to encounter Jesus, repent of their sins, and step into a relationship with God the Father. This is why the Great Commandment and the Great Commission, you guys have heard me preach this for over a year. This is why the Great Commandment and the Great Commission are all for all to participate in. It's not a selected few. It's not eeny, meeny, miny, moe, I pick 1, 3, 5, and 7 to go out and do this. It's for all. Everybody is to be involved in the Great Commission, the Great Commandment and the Great Commission. So this morning, if you're living and breathing, if you're living and breathing, just raise your hand. You have a testimony to share. You have a testimony to share. Whether you proclaim your salvation testimony of how God worked in your life and pulled you out, or how He's working in your life this week, if something happened this week that God provided for you, your testimony is not for you to hide, it's not for you to shelter behind, and it's not just for you to sit there and reminisce about privately. While that's all well and good, and it has a time and a place and a purpose, you must bear witness. You must tell others to bring glory and recognition to God. If I hold my testimony to myself, nobody knows I'm a Christian. They just think that I am because I attend church or I pastor a church, whatever. But I never speak of the things that the Lord has done in my life. What if my testimony is what they needed to take that next step in a relationship with Him? So if you have breath in your lungs this morning, this is for the young, this is for the old, and everybody in between. You have a testimony to share. We must testify of the Lord Jesus. Because at the end of the day, what are the unbelievers? What are they seeking? You could have a whole debate about that, but here's what they want to hear. They want to hear about a living and active God in our lives. They want to know that God is actively working through us. They can see those changes as we talk about them. They want to know a God that is continually working in and through us. Not a God that is impersonable and distant and the Old Testament type God that and he's not done anything for me for 3 years, but I believe in him. And I would just challenge that you should see God working in your life every single day. If you're drawing in a closer relationship with him, you should have an experience, an encounter every single day where he is changing your life. So we have to bear witness. We have to testify. Church, submit your evidence. Submit your evidence to be reviewed. Joel, if you want to come on up. So church, as we all work to take an active role in engaging our community for Jesus, we each must proclaim to what God has done and is doing in our lives. We must testify of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're here this morning, I mean, you're here, obviously, but everybody in here this morning, if you would you just close your eyes, bow your head? I just want to talk individually to everybody in here this morning. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, can you really testify to what he's done in your life? The answer to that is no. You can't testify to what he's done. But today is that day that you can gain that testimony, that you can gain that salvation testimony to speak of what the Lord has taken you out of, what he has forgiven you from, and that he has made you a new being, a new creature. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So whether this is in a brand new way, you've never asked the Lord to be in your life before, or if this is in a fresh way, you've done this a few times and you're not sure that you've gotten it right yet. If you want to ask God for forgiveness of your sins and invite Jesus into your life, would you just raise your hand this morning? Amen. Anybody else? Church, let's pray together this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son Jesus that died on the cross in my place for my sins. I confess that I'm a sinner. I believe that Jesus raised from the dead and he is Lord. Come into my life. Change me. Use me. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know what it is with the number three, but church, we had three people raise their hands this morning. So I just say amen. Church, here's how we're going to end today. You ready for this? It's a challenge. Here's the challenge. Share your testimony. And this isn't just one of those, oh, yeah, I will, Mike. I'll see you next week. No, no, no. We're going to testify about what God has done today. Before you leave these doors today, I would just ask you, look at somebody, testify, proclaim to someone what God has done in your life this week or weeks prior. And then, through this week, practice testifying and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen.